dressed as a pilgrim as your charming host.
Mm-hmm.
All right, dear Don and Mike, my life sucks. My cat is sick. My son has lice. I've been up all night because my child development center had a fire last night. My husband is out of town for business. But more importantly, my in-laws arrived from Scotland in less than a week.
That's a good opening paragraph right
Don't
there.
Get me wrong. They're great. Good for a laugh, but to be honest, the thought of preparing a traditional feast for people who love America but hate Americans is more than I can handle at this time. Help. Let them go back home with a story to top all stories. Good or bad, it can't hurt me. Either way, I win brownie points for originality and hospitality, or I live up to their description of the ugly American. Do this for me and all Americans. Trust me, there's a reason we left Britain. And this letter comes from Carla.
Boy, I'll tell you something. You know, you got to put her in the finalist
pile. She's there.
Because you know, we love the Scottish people.
Mm-hmm. Dear Don and Mike, I would love to say that I could go and bring my whole family, complete with dysfunction and abnormalities. However, with the distance being so far, this is a recipe for disaster. Well, then why did the guy write, I would love to see a dear old granny try to gum her way out of the nudie bar while fighting off vertigo on the second floor? Or my mother's fear of getting caught gazing too long at the ample breasts of our host? While a touch tipsy on booze.
Where's he going with this?
My father, however, would not have any problem showing his appreciation for the newly created family tradition. Yet with his powerful grip, he could possibly create a situation of... Oh, my. Never mind. This guy's... Just that was wait. An entry that I should have read before we went on the air.
On and on and on.
That's a tip for you young broadcasters. Always pre-read your material.
You never know what's going to be in those faxes.
All right, let's read one last one. Dear Don and Mike, I would love to have sent this last week, but I never thought my wife or her mother would agree to Thanksgiving at a strip club. However, over the weekend, I discussed it with them, and they both agreed we should try to win. Our family would consist of myself and my wife, her parents, her two brothers, and their 90-year-old grandmother.
Oh, another finalist.
As long as there's plenty of mashed potatoes and rolls, Grandma will be more than happy to come along. Hopefully, we'll find her bottom dentures by then. The problem may be keeping Grandma off the stage, since she loves to show people she can still shake it.
All right.
We tried to convince my wife's sister that she and her husband could come, but she claims that they can't find a babysitter for her 17-month-old child. When we reminded her that her husband's birthday was the next day, she reconsidered. If we win, we can convince my wife's sister. One caveat, I don't want to sit next to my wife. When we were discussing this at a restaurant Saturday night, I happened to discreetly glance at a shapely waitress walking by and received a swift kick under the table. Sure. This is from Bill Shaw.
Like that. Boy, right. I tell you, it's getting tougher.
He's a finalist too.
Mm-hmm.
Please, no more entries.
All right, we're gonna make our decision.
That gives us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, that worked out good. We got 5 finalists.
That's very good.
All right, well, we've got a break now so we can talk to Sonny Jurgensen about the weekend in the NFL.
Yes.
So in the next hour, we'll get to the finalists. We'll pick a winner in the Thanksgiving and Go-Go.
No, there are lots of good entries there.
And as you've heard with the behind-the-scenes workings of the show, we'll also talk to the real-life Kramer in the next hour.
Excellent.
So stay right there. We'll be back, and we'll talk football with Sonny Jurgensen after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
That's what I do to Sonny Jurgensen every week. I toss his salad when I go to the Redskins games.
About jail, it's on regular TV, and there's a lot of shit they don't show. Oh, not the HBO jail special. Oh, they showed it all. They was interviewing a brother in there. They said, now, sir, when a new inmate comes in and he wants some drugs, how do you initiate it? The guy goes, well, the first thing I do is make him toss my salad. The guy's like, toss my salad? Well, what's that? God, well, having your salad toss means having your out with jelly or syrup. I prefer syrup. I'm not making this up. And then the guy said, no, why must you go through all of that, sir? Why not just oral sex? And the guy goes, well, when a man's your he can pretend that's something else. When he's he knows his ass.
He's good.
We don't need a death penalty. We got the tall salad man.
Oh, man.
He's good.
That is really that whole special is very funny.
It holds up. Like I say, about the third time I'd seen it, and the first time my wife had seen it,
right?
And she laughed her butt off at it too.
It's great.
Yeah, pretty good. Better than most of that junk they put on HBO with the comedian specials.
Yeah, they tend to all run together.
And over the weekend, I saw another one of those behind the scenes with Arnold Schwarzenegger about Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, here's the theory. I'm a guy that wants the same toy that Sinbad does.
And he was talking about himself in third person. Here's what he was. You know what it was? It was the show with Giselle Fernandez, except she wasn't on.
Access Hollywood.
It was with Larry the Puppet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Larry the Puppet and another news babe are sitting in these director's chairs.
The blonde babe.
Across from Arnold. And Arnold is talking about himself in third person.
The picture. Because people want to see Arnold as if Arnold was a normal guy.
Yeah.
Like, Arnold has to go to the store. People, they like seeing, Arnold is the bigger than life, but then people see that Arnold is just, like, as if I was a regular guy.
I'm telling you, this movie's going to be a huge, huge, huge flop.
This is our massive thumb down. This is the movie that we will both be, and we have to be honest about it, we will be passionately rooting for this movie to fail based on its trailers.
And do yourself a favor. Watch the publicity. Watch the hype.
Yeah.
Watch him talk about himself and the incredible plot of this movie.
He is a publicity machine.
It's no more than a convoluted Home Alone, except instead of Macaulay Culkin, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And since we're talking about movies and TV, I would be remiss if I did not mention that I think Third Rock from the Sun last night deserves extra credit for taking a funny concept that has for years been funny to everybody and going all the way with it. And that, of course, I'm talking about the dog humping angle, and where Jane Curtin, I don't know what they sprayed on Jane Curtin to make this dog do this, but there was dog humping that made me almost pass out. I was laughing so hard last night. And the thing that makes that show funny, you know, it seems to me when a show is funny, they will go a little longer with things if they think they should.
If they got the moment.
And that's what they did. They knew they had the moment, and John Lithgow kills her fish, and the character, Dr. Albright, kills Dr. Albright's fish when he's fish sitting for her, and ends up getting her a dog to make up for it. And the dog, I don't know what they put on her, but this dog went absolutely nuts, and it was a dog humping scene that was the funniest. I mean, really, one of the funniest things I've seen on that show in quite some time.
See, I didn't see it because I was watching The Simpsons.
You were watching this. It's a tough call. It's a tough call on Sunday night.
I see that. That's a tough one. Someone's got to be shot over that one.
It's really, really, it's really. And I watched the first half of The Simpsons. Then I went over to Third Rock from the Sun and got the end of that. And they run the credits at the end too.
Right.
And the credits. The first scene is the dog just walks up, starts sniffing her leg, then jumps up on her, and then she is just like, oh, very uncomfortable. And the dog is going nuts. And then in the end, when they roll the credits, you see the dog in back of the couch, just stick its head up there, and then it jumps up over the couch and is going hump crazy again. It was absolutely hysterical.
See, this is what I don't get about these network TV guys.
Yeah, it's terrible that they do that.
You got two shows that each have what I think is the same audience.
Right.
The same young adult, urban, like to think of themselves as funny audience. Mm-hmm. One of those shows should back down to the other one. One of them should go on at 8:30.
Sure.
Because they would reap a larger benefit. You see, because you got The Simpsons versus Third Rock at 8 o'clock. What do you got on at 8:30?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I happen to know it's Boston Common and Ned and Stacy.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, you get one. Here's what you do.
And Fox has that show on last night with the guy from Wings. You know, that guy, the cigarette smoker from Wings.
Here's what you do. You line up Ned and Stacy.
That's Ned and Stacy, right? Yeah. That's the you're talking about that show, right?
And the cast from Boston
Common.
Right. You line them all up and you kill them all with only one bullet.
There you go.
So you line them all up sideways. It only takes you one bullet.
That's it.
You shoot the bullet through the head of the guy from Ned and Stacy. Bullet goes through Ned.
Right.
Through Stacy. Through the guy from Boston Common with a weird Louisiana accent.
Right.
And through the black woman on that show.
Once again, a TV lineup saved by ritual execution.
And then one of them's got to move either The Simpsons or except, you know, with our luck, they probably move both The Simpsons and Third Rock to 8:30
yep.
And put new lame shows on at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I think it really stinks the way they do that, because they got two of the best shows on television, you know, back to back. I mean, against each other. It's really frustrating.
And it was the funniest. I know we were up on a break, but it was the funniest thing. Watching the game yesterday with Madden and Summerall.
Oh, they were great.
When they make those guys read the card for the show When Animals Attack.
I didn't hear that. Yeah. I did not hear that part.
You know, Pat Summerall sounds real uncomfortable reading this card. Monday night on Fox, it's a return. Watch the deer maul the man. And they're showing the footage. And you know that Madden and Summerall are just gritting their teeth.
Did you see that? Finally see that hunter getting it with the deer?
Yeah, I'll be watching it again, too.
Yeah, the tables turned on that hunter.
I will watch it a second. Oh, that's the other thing of the Arnold movie. I get chased by a reindeer.
Oh, I saw that clip.
And everybody thinks it is so funny that Arnold gets chased by a reindeer.
Oh, God, I hope that movie fails.
It shall. It shall. We shall exact our revenge.
To listen to you talk, you're interested in all aspects of this film.
Here we go.
The marketing, who it appeals to, the research. I heard you talking a little bit earlier about how many 70mm prints to make. And I read that you had approval of script, director, co-stars, marketing aspects. I wonder, where do you draw the line at how involved you get? Why not write and direct as well?
Because I can't.
That's it. That's our favorite tape.
Duh.
Because I can't. We'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike, WJFK.
The bat signal is not a beeper.
Well, I wish I could say that my interest in you was purely professional.
You're trying to get under my cape, Doctor?
A girl can't live by psychoses alone.
It's the car, right? Chicks love the car.
Voted by their high school class most likely to turn celebrity deaths into fabulous cash and prizes. Don and Mike.
I just got to see if he's still there. Hey, hi, Terry.
Hi.
Is the UPS guy still here?
No, he left already.
Oh, I wanted Buzz to see him.
Kingsley!
This guy, he was a dead ringer.
Jeffrey Tambor
for Hank Kingsley.
Wow. I'm sorry I missed it.
Everybody's been out during the commercial breaks just eyeballing that guy.
Kingsley!
Did you think he looked like Hank Kingsley, Terry?
I'm sorry to say, I don't know who he is.
That's right. You're not a fan of the Larry Sanders Show?
No.
Oh.
Uh-uh.
Have you ever heard us talk about... You have to sit out there and listen to the whole show.
I do.
You must have heard us mention the name Hank Kingsley before.
Sure, all the time, but I just don't know who he is.
Do you get HBO?
Yeah.
You ever? You ought to check it out on Wednesday night.
Listen, I know everybody on the show is white, but it's still a good show.
It's very funny. No, everybody's not white on the show. His assistant.
His secretary,
Larry's
Beverly.
Larry's secretary, yeah. Beverly.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Ah.
Okay.
So there's that.
I have to check it out.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Terry.
Oh, that was lame.
It's 4:57 on the East Coast, and that makes it 1:57 out west.
Sure, words never spoken, Buzz.
Here now is Buzz Durnank. Hello, Fuzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Well,
I'm still stuck on that Hank Kingsley thing with our receptionist, Terry. How could someone not know who Hank Kingsley is? I bet she knows if we play the tape. He's the guy, hey, Terry?
Uh-huh.
He's the guy that says, hey now.
Hey now.
I can't help you.
You still don't know?
No. All right, have you heard? Listen to this tape. Have you heard us play this one before?
Have you seen the new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
That's him.
You still don't recognize him?
Mm-mm.
That's Hank Kingsley.
And what's the show again? Seinfeld?
No. It's the Larry Sanders Show, Terry.
Oh, the Larry Sanders Show.
The other funny white show.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hank Kingsley. And he was in the lobby just moments ago wearing a UPS outfit.
Guy was the dead ringer. Hey, Allard, excuse the interruption, Buzz.
It's all right.
We're talking about football, right?
Yes, I was. And Atlanta.
Angry. There's that angry coach again.
Hey, Terry.
Uh-huh.
He was the neighbor on the Ropers.
You know...
I'm just trying anything to get her to connect with Hank Kingsley. He was... you remember when the Ropers... Remember Three's Company?
Yeah.
Do you remember when the Ropers had their own show? He was their neighbor.
I don't remember that one either.
You know, Chandel just called me. She was trying to refresh my memory.
Oh, all right.
I do kind of.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, he looks just like that UPS guy.
Huh?
Yeah, next time the UPS guy comes in, Terry, just say, thank you, Hank.
I bet he hears it all the time.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. He's a Hank Kingsley lookalike, and we all got real excited back here.
And he comes on Wednesdays?
Yes, on Wednesdays.
The show does.
On Wednesdays. Okay. Yeah. All right, bye now.
10 o'clock.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
I thought maybe she was a fan of the Ropers, like I was.
Yeah. I think you might be flying your own plane on that one.
Great show, man.
The Ropers.
Norman Fell.
You never missed an episode.
Audra Lindley.
Mm. Oh, well, now Audra Lindley. I mean, she's done a lot of TV work.
Vicious.
Oh, man, I'd love to see her in more feature films.
And reports say Cleveland, a coffeehouse bookstore in New Haven, Connecticut, may regret the day it fired Jessica Lubiero. Now, being a coffeehouse bookstore.
$5 million over 5 years for Albert Bell?
That's what it said, I believe.
Really? $1 million a year for Albert Bell?
You want me to double check that?
Yeah, that's probably a zero after that. I bet that's $50 million.
They got him
for
Cleveland really wanted to get rid of him.
$2.5 million. I left off the 2 point.
Ah, there you go.
Okay.
All right.
Never good with math.
$2.5 million over 5 years?
That's correct.
That's even worse. That's $500,000 a year.
Yeah, that's not right either.
I bet he makes $2.5 million a year.
Is agreed in principle to a 5-year contract with Chicago. Oh, could be worth more than $50 million.
Right.
That's why I stopped you, Buzz.
Is the signing bonus.
Gotcha.
Let me just make these corrections and go on.
Thanks, Buzz.
Should have dropped that last one.
Roger, Buzz.
Finally, a coffeehouse bookstore in New Haven, Connecticut may regret the day it fired Jessica Lubiero. Now, being a coffeehouse bookstore, you wouldn't think they'd mind, but they decided that Jessica's facial piercings violate the store's dress code, so they fired her. And today, Jessica and her other pierced friends are outside the Atticus bookstore protesting. And for those of you who like to keep score, Jessica has 3 lip rings, 3 tongue studs, 2 eyebrow rings, and 8 earrings.
Thanks, Buzz!
You're welcome. At the University of Arizona, meanwhile, they had a different problem. A 90-year-old woman, a U of A graduate, wanted to give the school $250,000 to be awarded to scholarships. Unfortunately, there were strings attached. She wanted the money to go to a female, American Indian, virgin.
Ooh.
The woman offering the money says she's concerned about the high number of teenaged pregnancies in Arizona and that she wanted to reward a young woman who's, quote, been able to say no to sex. But the school had to turn down the money, saying it can't dictate morals. And besides, says the school, it doesn't want to get that personal in its scholarship application process. The woman will now offer the scholarship on her own.
This is a ticklish situation, Buzz.
Yeah, it was for a minute. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. And we'll be right back with the real-life Kramer from Seinfeld, another one of those all-white shows, right after this.
That's right. I don't like her. I never liked her from the get-go.
What's wrong with her?
Everything she thinks, you think. Everything you think, she thinks. No, I can't take it. I can't take it, Jerry. It's too much. It's too much.
Well, you can't take her. Maybe you can't take me either.
So that's how it's gonna be?
That's how it's gonna be.
Oh, God, help us.
Have you heard the Don and Mike Show?
And here's a channel check. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, coast to coast on Westwood One Entertainment, and you are listening in Dallas. 94.9 KEWS. San Diego, always entertaining. AM 1170 Talk, KCBQ. And Hagerstown, Maryland, Hot Talk. Great sports. WARK. Now here's the real life Kramer. Hello, Kenny.
Hey, guys, what's shaking?
All right, now here is the real life Kenny Kramer.
Yeah, Kenny Kramer, how's life in New York City?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I played 9 holes of golf today.
Oh, there you go.
Lovely day today.
The man who character of Cosmo Kramer is based on is in the news again.
Nice to know that on the show, Kramer's a golf aficionado. Nice to know that that's true in real life, too.
It's true. Poor Michael Richards is burdened with this.
So
he doesn't play any golf at all.
Kenny.
Yes, sir.
What is the deal with you and
the soup guy,
the soup guy, the soup Nazi? Now, you...
I told you, we don't call him that. I call him the soup rat bastard.
You rented a space next to his soup kitchen? Is that what you did, or put a sign up?
Let me just set it up. Since I started Kramer's Reality Tour, we've been sold out, and I've never done any advertising. It's all been publicity and word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we do it. And as a my first foray into actually spending money on advertising, you know, he's got this long line snaking around the block that goes to his soup shop every day, full of Seinfeld fans. Well, there's this big wall there. I went to the landlord, and I rented this wall to put up an ad for Kramer's Reality Tour. 1-800-Kramer's had to find me. So I was perfectly in my right. I rented the wall. I got a contract for the wall. I paid for it. I had a sign made. And then, as a public service next to my big sign, I built another sign that gave instructions on how to order soup so as not to upset the soup guy.
Now, what did the sign say about the not upsetting the soup guy? What did you put on that sign?
Okay, here, I'll tell you exactly what I put on that.
Okay, great.
Let's see.
See, this is all too funny, though. This is the real Kramer and the real soup Nazi guy, the soup rat.
The soup rat bastard, as you like us to call
it. Okay, here's what the sign said. It said, soup is a meal. Here's how to assure you do it right. One, have your money in your hand. Two, make sure you know the name of your soup. Three, enter on the right side, say the name of your soup, and step to the left in 6 seconds.
And that's all you had?
Hold it. Four, do not ask what's good. Do not ask about the ingredients. Do not ask about the weather. Do not ask about Seinfeld. Do not ask about economic problems in the third world. What else shouldn't you ask about? Don't ask.
Now, it sounds to me like those are the rules that the guy would really want everybody to follow
exactly.
in his store.
Exactly.
You know, really, if he was more open-minded about it, that would really, you know, he obviously does.
I was doing him a favor.
Sure. Yeah.
So what? Okay, so now here's what happens. So now here's something else. I'm going into the show Tony and Tina's Wedding. You know that show?
Sure.
It's a really fun show, so I'm going to join the cast of that show.
Whatever.
So,
what is it? I never heard of it.
My first advertising, we decided to make it a media event because last Thursday night...
It's that reality show, you know, where you become part of the wedding, I think.
First airing of the Soup Nazi episode in syndication.
Yes.
That happened last Thursday.
Congratulations.
Well, it's not to me, but we figured that would be a very timely day to create a media event and have Tony and Tina there announcing I'm joining in the cast and unveil my advertisement and my sign that I put up for, you know, as a public service. As a humanitarian gesture. So that was to be the event. So a media alert went out to everybody. The signs were put up like on Wednesday afternoon. On Wednesday night, I went over and I talked to Al. I said, look, here, I'm putting up these signs. Yeah, I put up these signs, and I'm going to have some press here tomorrow. And, you know, it's just here to help you. You know, and he got very upset. No, you can't do this. I said, of course I can do this. He said, no, you can't do this. I would not have this. I said, but you have no, this is America, Al. I said, this is freedom of speech. I rented this wall. I paid for the sign. It's my right to advertise here. It doesn't hurt you. What's your problem? Oh, but it's publicity. I don't want any more publicity. He told me, because too much publicity, too much business, and the quality of the soup goes down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
So, anyway, it turns out he's like a soup savant, you know?
So, is the sign still up, or
okay,
is the
so
sign
so here's down? What happened. Now, so we go there to have the unveiling of the sign for the press. Tony and Tina are there. I come an hour before with drop cloths to put over the sign so I can unveil it. When I get there, my sign with the instructions is all painted over in red. There's red paint all over it. It's mutilated. And at the bottom of the sign is drops of red. Whoever painted it did a crappy job. Now, these drops of red are leading in a trail, 20 feet, drop, 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 right into the entrance of the soup kitchen. It was like the driveway at Bundy.
Now, listen, are you...
I'm following this trail of red drops waiting to find a glove.
Now, you sure this isn't something you are cooking up to give Jerry a new plot?
That's exactly what people started saying. As soon as, like, the whole the Tony and Tina people saying that Kramer, he did this. I know he must have done this. You know?
You're on the level with it, huh?
I swear to you, why I wouldn't do that. I mean, first, what am I, Morton Downey Jr.?
Well, have you confronted the soup rat bastard on this?
Well, here's what I did. When this happened, you know, I always try and, you know, play it high. I walked over to him and I said, Al, did you see what happened to my sign? Have you seen anything? Do you know anything? Who could have done this? You know? He doesn't know nothing. He doesn't even know that there's a real Kramer at this point.
All right. Well, we wanted the update. Thank you for calling.
Wait a second.
In.
Let me tell you something further.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
Yeah. So I've been doing some work for Banana Nut Bread Hot Breakfast Cereal, and they're like,
of course you have.
Now, okay.
Sure.
Yeah. I got this insane idea for a business where we spoon feed people on the way to work. Anyway, when they found out what happened to me with this...
Wait, hold on a second, Kramer.
Yeah.
How do you spoon feed somebody on the way to work? What do you mean?
You know, people miss breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day.
Yes. So they hire somebody to ride shotgun with them and they feed them?
Yeah, well, no. This company wants you to taste their product because they feel you'll go out and buy it. So we catch commuters in the morning on the way to work and have them taste test.
Oh, you're like the squeegee guys.
Sort of like that, except it's more fun, and the people who are actually out there with the cereal are
Let me
really
tell you something.
Looking.
We're down here in Washington, D.C., but if I'm in the middle of New York City and somebody walks up to my car window and wants to feed me something, I'm keeping my window shut.
That's why we have very attractive people doing this.
Oh, really?
Anyway, so listen, these guys, this company's owned by Nabisco. So they came in and they said that they're going to replace the sign. And not only that, they will replace my sign as often as necessary.
Oh, wow.
Now, Nabisco is a big company. They got a lot more money for signs than this guy has for paint.
So
begin.
Is there a sign up now then?
No, the sign that's up now is the one that's painted over still.
Gotcha. All right, well, give your phone number out here, Kenny. Your 1-800 number?
1-800-Kramers for the fun-filled Seinfeld romp through New York. And it's a three-hour tour. We only do it on Saturdays and Sundays. Tickets are $37.50, and the price includes original Kramer's famous pizza with a beverage and dessert. And if you've never seen Tony and Tina's Wedding, what a fun show. I'm going to be playing, are you ready for this? The real Kramer.
Oh, really?
That's, guess who's coming to the wedding? The real Kramer.
The real Kramer. The
oh, I got
you.
From
18th to February 2nd. And I did it for two reasons. First of all, if I played one of the regular roles that they've had, it might have meant an actor wouldn't have had a job. And more importantly, by playing the real Kramer, I don't have to learn any lines.
Gotcha. All right, Kenny, as always, good talking to you. Thank you.
Guys. Hey, listen, also, I'm coming down there. I'm going to do an event for the Learning Annex on February 5th.
Well, we got to get you in our studio.
I want to come to the studio and hang out with you guys.
And we want to see what you look like.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Consider yourself booked. Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, jeez. He can sell, Kenny. He can sell.
Yeah. Indiana, Canada.
The thing is, it's so surreal when you talk to him. This battle is really going in. I love the bit about the dripping paint. I don't care if he made it up.
You got to get him to come out of his shell, though. Are you kidding me?
Wait, one more thing. I'm appearing in this play.
We will be right back.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
Station with less BS, WJFK.
It is gigantic, with no more odor than a hot biscuit. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I see. We didn't play the funny. We're all set up for the Major Bill Smith. Okay.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Bet you can't eat just one.
Hello.
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 Hello. How you doing, Mage?
Well, I'm just not feeling too perky, but...
How about you and Jaja?
You saw my picture of me and Jaja. The first thing you want to know if I'm getting it on with Jaja. I'm not that kind of person, Don.
How you feeling, Mage?
I'm very, very sick.
Oh, dear.
All right, we have a new number. We struck out with the Butterball Turkey Hotline calling Major Bill as Major Bill Smith. We're going to call the Land O'Lakes Holiday Bake Line.
Ah, wonderful. And, of course, as Julia Child enjoys cooking with butter.
And listen, lots of phone calls coming up in the next few moments. The cornerstone of this or any other show that we do.
Absolutely.
Your telephone calls.
Yes, we're not afraid. We'll dive in.
Phone scan here in a couple of seconds. Plus, we have entries to listen to in the Homemade Jingle Contest. Plus, we have to pick a winner in the Thanksgiving a Go-Go Game.
Boy, lots to do. Lots of business to take care of.
Rudy Martsky from USA Today will be on talking about the weekend of TV sports, and we have a bunch of celebrity entertainment news to get to. But first, let's try Land O'Lakes, the Holiday Bake Line.
Now, we ran into a little problem with some of those lovely ladies over at the Butterball Baste Your Bird line, but now we're going to try with Land O'Lakes.
Land O'Lakes Holiday Bake Line. This is Shirley. May I ask you to put on hold, please, for just a minute?
Hello.
Hello. I'm going to put
Hello. On.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello, Landon.
Well, I'm just not feeling too perky, but...
I'm going to put you on hold for just a minute, please.
Okay, this is good. So far, so good.
Good beginning.
This is good. I think we've got a better subject here. I think we've got a much better subject here.
I got all the... Now, the question is... Can my hands work fast enough? I've got Major Bill saying I'm not feeling too perky.
I think your hands are fine. It's the number of machines that we have a problem with.
I got him saying, I beg your pardon. I better put that one in.
Do you have that sound scrumptious?
Yes, and I also have my fingernails grow.
All the women are jealous of my fingernails.
Hello, how may I help you?
Here we
Hello.
Go.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes? How
well.
May I help you?
My nails grow long. All the women are jealous of my fingernail.
Oh, no!
Right out of the chutes. Wow. Just like the Butterball ladies.
All right, I got to call back.
Bummer.
I think she was frightened.
What did I do with the phone number?
My name is Major Bill Smith.
Did I throw away the number already?
Did we throw the Butterball ladies number away? Should be floating around. I mean, the Land O'Lakes.
Land O'Lakes. That's right. The
Butter Lake. Doesn't Land O'Lakes make turkeys, too?
Dialed it. What did I do with a number?
God makes turkeys. Doesn't Land O'Lakes distribute turkeys?
I don't know anything about that. I just know about the butter.
I thought they did. Yeah, they make great butter.
Here we go. Trying again now.
I'm eating a lot
of
that.
Land O'Lakes Holiday Bake Line. This is Irene.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Land O'Lakes Holiday Bake Line.
I beg your pardon?
I'm sorry you can't understand us. I'll have to cut you off.
Well, I'm just not feeling too perky, but...
Did you have something that we could help you with?
I'm very, very sick.
Well, you should be calling a doctor.
Hello?
Oh, man.
Well, that went a little longer.
All right, let's try one more time.
That's the question. And we got a different woman, didn't we?
Yeah.
So maybe there's a third lady with her big apron on, covered with butter stains.
That was Irene.
Good afternoon, Land O'Lakes Holiday Bake Line. This is Marjorie. May I help you?
Hello. Hello.
She put us on hold right away.
Yeah.
That's Marjorie this time, everybody.
Now, was Marjorie, did we get Marjorie right out of the chute? Was she our first lady? Or
I don't remember.
Why'd she put us on hold without saying, I'm going to put you on hold?
Don't know.
I don't understand. This is Cotton Pickett, Major Bill Smith.
My fingernails grow.
All the women are jealous. Hello? All the women are jealous of my fingernails.
Hello? She hung up again.
Boo.
All right, one more time, then we got to go back to Butterball.
Well, there are all sorts of hotlines the maids can call. You know, to me, Don, hotlines are limitless.
All right.
Good afternoon, Land O'Lakes Holiday Bake Line. Mary Ann speaking.
Oh. Hello. Hello.
This is Land O'Lakes Holiday Bake Line.
I beg your pardon?
This is Land O'Lakes Holiday Bake Line.
I'm very, very sick.
Wow. Oh, what a heartless woman. Is there no sensitivity? My God.
Oh, all right. That's Marjorie, Eileen.
Good afternoon, Land O'Lakes Holiday Bake Line. May I help you?
Hello? Hello?
No, that's hold the right same away. Lady. They know the secret's out.
She didn't hang up. Yeah. Put it on hold. All right, I'll go with some different ones this time. I'll go with I'll scratch yours if you scratch mine.
Do you have the hell you're not?
Yeah, and I haven't used, that sounds scrumptious either.
Yeah. The hell you're not? That's my favorite.
The hell you're not?
Hello?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll scratch yours if you'll scratch mine.
No, she can't hear our microphones.
Not anymore. But she heard the mage.
All right, let me try the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Good. Maybe we'll have better luck with the Butterball Turkey Hotline. And there are hotlines that aren't just for the holidays. They go year-round.
Thank you for calling the Butterball Turkey Talk.
This one you got to sit through endlessly.
All economists are busy right now.
Sure they
are. For English, please stay on the line.
Right.
Si quisiera instrucciones en español, marque el número 8.
Hello.
If you would like information on how to receive a Butterball turkey decoration video or a free set of Butterball coupons, press 1.
I said quit talking to the tape.
For information on turkey thawing, press
2. The hell you're not!
Don't you get lippy with me!
Turkey, press 3.
There ain't no sharper dude on the face of God's earth than Major Bill
Smith.
For information on grilling your Butterball turkey, press 5.
Come on.
For information on the Butterball homepage on the internet.
Oh, that's what I want, is the Butterball homepage.
All other questions, please press 7 to speak with the home economist.
And here we go again.
Butterball Turkey Talk Line, may I help you?
Hello?
Hello? May I help you?
I beg your pardon?
May I help you?
I'm very, very sick.
Okay. What's the matter?
Hey, man, you guys should come down and have a meal, man. I had Spam, and I had baby llamas, and I had German potato salad, and...
Oh, wow.
...flash tomato.
She's still on?
Yeah.
But about Turkey Talk Line, may I help you?
That sounds scrumptious.
It's the talk line. May I help you?
I'm very, very sick.
Okay, if you don't need any turkey information, I have other calls waiting.
I beg your pardon?
That's she.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Those heartless women in the kitchen.
She hang up too?
Those heartless home economists.
Okay, we'll try the other one more time.
Oh, man, how cruel can they be? He says I'm very, very sick. Not even an ounce of sympathy.
I'm very, very
sick. Good afternoon, Land O'Lakes Holiday Bake Line. May I help you?
Hello?
Same lady.
Same lady. Hello?
Oh, okay. No. Oh, what a all shame.
Right. All right, that's all the time we have for today with Major Bill Smith of the Land O'Lakes and the Butterball Turkey Holiday Hotline.
The hell you are.
Okay, another day, another show.
Well,
yeah.
My nails grow long. All the women are jealous of my fingernails.
Right, I got you, Major. Okay, phones can't lie straight ahead. As always, we stand ready to believe you.
Yes, we do.
So get on the line to get on the air. How's that sound, Major?
That sounds scrumptious.
All right, phone scan now at 1-800-636-1067.
I'm very, very sick.
I'm sorry, Mage. I'll show you some sympathy.
Your phone calls lie straight ahead.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, this is the Vatican. The message you're about to hear is brought to you by Vatican Radio, the Pope's radio.
Okay, this anniversary for Don and Mike, and after it's taped, give it to Andrea and she'll phone and say she's got it, okay?
Okay.
Hi, it's Larry King in Washington, so proud of the fact that Don and Mike have reached their 8th anniversary. Pleasure and welcome you, Borden. Happy in the organization. Happy anniversary, guys. And you're both, I was going to say you're both terrific, but.
Thank you. Larry King, the Pope.
It's the show with that hands-on hips, shake your head, mo money, mo deef, mo life attitude. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Paul Turner, my big bald friend. And phone calls right here, right now. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Virginia. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
I have a question for you guys. I just started listening about a month ago.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
This is Major Bill Smith.
Oh, we can't. I wish we could stop and explain things like who Major Bill Smith is and what Toss My Salad is.
Where
and
come
what
from? Who is he?
What Eat My Cheese is.
He came from Cotton Pickett, Fort Worth, Texas, and he believed Elvis is alive, but he's no longer alive.
It's a very long story. He's somebody from our past who is no longer with us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I always had a thought about Major Bill. Believing for all those years that Elvis was still alive, if he's up there now and he bumped into Elvis, do you think Elvis is pissed?
Hey, man. You know, down there on the earthly plane, you're telling everybody that you know who I am, man.
You're right, I did, E, and I tell you, I'm absolutely so sorry that I can't even believe it. I'm so sorry I didn't think you were really dead.
If I wasn't so stoned on this heaven-like Demerol, I'd kick your ass, you old man.
Now hold on. Oh, hell you would!
Hello, Don and Mike Show, Colorado. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hi, you were talking about Toss My Salad, and I don't think you can actually get it until you hear Chris Rock himself say it without the little beep beeps in your tape.
You mean with the restrictions that we have on this program?
Yeah, because I seen it for the first time this weekend, and it's absolutely funny.
You've seen it for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that from a lot of people, that the tape we have, we have to block out so much. But it's still, if you've seen the tape or if you know what we're talking about, it's hysterical.
See, here's what I don't get.
After you know what you're talking about. But
here's what I don't get. We
understand.
I think, in great detail, we have described tossing salads on the show long before Chris Rock picked up on the fact that it was in an HBO special. Longtime listeners of this show know exactly what tossing my salad means.
Yes, because we give descriptions of it to a point. We pretty much explain it without explaining it.
See, what we assume, and when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me, assume is that everybody listens to the people who listen to the show listen to it every second, every day.
Right.
So that way, we never have to backtrack.
Sure.
It's ever forward.
It's relatively new out here, so it was kind
of... That is no excuse.
Yeah, well, I kind of got it, but until I actually heard Chris Rock say it, it was just hilarious. But it makes what you guys say even more funny.
Well, that's good. You know, anything that you can do to further enhance your enjoyment of this program is okay with us.
Oh, yeah. Now I watch all the shows so I can keep up with you guys. Like, Third Rock from the Sun last night was funny. Also.
Did you see it with the dog?
Yes, but I thought the baby food was funny, too.
The baby food was funny, but, I mean, the dog made me laugh out loud.
Well, to really sound really gross, my husband, he was kind of in the bathroom at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, come out here and look at this. And he ran out, you know, pants half down and everything to see this dog humping this lady on TV. It was just funny.
So was your husband doing number two?
Number two.
Oh.
Number two.
Well, that's nice.
Well, that's funny, too.
Right, thank you. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike,
yes.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Great.
Hey, Buzz.
You're on the air. Hello.
Good afternoon. You were talking about how Arnold has this movie coming out for Christmas.
Yes.
Well, guess what?
What?
The faggy Hulk Hogan has one coming out this Christmas.
Now, did you call Hulk Hogan a fag?
No, saggy.
Oh, saggy.
Oh, saggy.
I thought you said the faggy Hulk Hogan.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
But
he'd make a good faggot.
Santa with
Hulk Hogan old. Would. As far as fags go.
Sure, I would have loved to see him in a variety of roles.
And listen, about the... finish what you were going to say, because I got another thought about gays.
He is coming out with a movie at Christmas. Santa with Muscles.
Hulk Hogan is?
Yes.
All right, thank you for the update.
Uh-huh.
Now listen, about gays.
Get to your theater as soon as you can.
Specifically about Rosie O'Donnell.
Uh-huh.
Have you noticed that Rosie O'Donnell, and who knows, for God's sakes, what her sexuality is? Not that it matters, okay?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter at all. We say that often on this program.
But have you noticed that she has all of the mannerisms and traits and all of the stereotypes of a real gay man? Think about it. Who does she love? Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Who else does she love?
Barbra Streisand.
Barbra Streisand.
Right.
What else does she love? Broadway musicals.
Love show tunes.
Now, I'm not sure about the Tom Cruise, but aren't the other two, like, when you get a real flaming...
I think that those are...
Like the Birdcage?
...widely held, and of course, on this show, we break down stereotypes, but I will tell you that the Barbra Streisand stereotype is one that I have heard time and time again, you know, and we danced around that, so pardon the pun, and we called that Hello Gorgeous
Hello
Museum.
Gorgeous.
Sure.
I just think it's odd as I watch Rosie O'Donnell. She doesn't fit... Not that it matters to me if she's gay or lesbian.
Sure.
But she doesn't fit, if she is gay, a lesbian, she doesn't fit the stereotype. She has many of the traits that your male homosexual has.
Well, her passion for Tom Cruise, there seems to be some basis in sexuality there, which would, I mean, she seems, you know, Tom Cruise, I want to be Mrs. Tom Cruise. That type of thing would indicate that perhaps she has a heterosexual interest in Tom Cruise. And, you know,
unless she's a gay guy trapped in a fat lady's body.
I think she may not be gay. I think she may be a woman who hasn't had a lot of experience with men. And now that she's in the power seat, perhaps that will change. It'll be interesting to watch now that she really has, she's hit her stride, so to speak, with the show, and it's become so overwhelmingly popular that maybe you're going to see Rosie O'Donnell pick herself up a boy toy. I'd like to see if that would happen.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I don't know. I just think it's weird that she, like, and she loves Richard Simmons and stuff.
Bring me up a yodel and take your pants off.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, you know what? That's my fault. I had the button turned off. I'm sorry. Hello.
Hey, Don?
Yes, sir.
Bill from Salisbury.
Yes, Bill. Hello.
Tape of Major Bill Smith here I found for you.
You have a tape of Major Bill. From where?
I think it's an interview. I'm not sure what it's for. You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hold on one sec.
Cool.
Suffer from male itch? Well, I'm just not feeling too perky.
If you need extra strength medication to treat itchy skin, you're not alone.
I still had the male itch. Constant itch, the constant burn.
That sounds scrumptious.
It was extremely itchy and quite irritated.
I'm very, very sick. Do you suffer from male itch? I beg pardon? Constant itch, the constant burn.
That sounds scrumptious.
He's made like his own wacky tape.
On the face of God's earth, then Major Bill Smith.
All right, you get our applause.
Well done.
You get our applause, for goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Male itch. You see the guys they put on those TV commercials with the male itch? My God. I'd like male itch to be satisfactorily explained in detail on those commercials.
Oh, I know, after those commercials. I want the fingernail clipper concession. That's where you make your money. Hello?
Male itch.
Donna Mike Show. Yep. All right, you're not there, and I go to this line. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Don, how's your Mustang doing, pal?
Hey, fine, pal.
That's great. 1966, right?
Yes, 1966, pal.
Does that got 289 in it?
Does it what?
Have a 289 in it?
I don't know.
I think you have a 6 in yours. I don't think you have the 8.
It says it right on the side, 289.
It's an engine. No, it doesn't have a number on the side of it.
Oh, it's supposed to.
Well, it doesn't.
Do you have one?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
All right, pal. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, and now that I've noticed one thing with that car, yeah. I'm like in that same idiotic club as guys with Corvettes.
It's a club.
That whenever somebody who's driving a car, another 1966 Mustang or 67 will drive by, they give you that look that says, hey, you know, they like salute it. You're like, hey, you know, we're a step above everybody else.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And I have taken now to giving them the finger.
There you go.
For whatever reason, because I don't like being in that club.
Right. When they wave at you knowingly,
You
just flip them off.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
Could be dangerous.
What?
They always ask you to race with your fast car.
Do they ask what?
You to race.
To race? No, they don't ask me to race.
Doesn't happen as much as it used to, you know, with people. Maybe there are certain circles where that happens, but I remember when I was a kid driving around in my father's car.
Yeah.
It was racing was the thing. The things I did at 16 in that car were truly, truly insane. Like, we had a road that went through, it was Route 2, I'll never forget, went right through the middle of my town, and my buddy Joey, we would go side by side. Now, one time I might be in the oncoming lane, and another time he might. It was interchangeable. But we would go as fast as we possibly could around turns and everything. If there was another car coming, that would have been it.
You would have been dead.
Hell, you are.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Great Hoogly Moogly.
Oh, that's great. It's great Googly Moogly.
Oh, he's gone. He didn't get his education.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was calling to ask Don when we might hear from Charlie Stuavelak again.
Oh, you know, pronounce the name correctly.
Great googly moogly, it's Charlie Stuang Stablak.
That's right, we can send you out a card with the spelling.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, you asked about your Mustang. I need to ask about your Armani suit. Did you get it?
Pardon, can you slow down, please? Try it again.
Okay. The guy called and asked about your Mustang. I need to ask about your Armani suit.
Yes, I have bought the Armani suit.
And how's it coming? Are you going to be into it for the holidays?
Yes, I shall by Christmas.
Now, are you still going to be into it in February?
I don't know, sir.
Because if you're not, I think I'm a 34, so I'd be able to take it off your hands.
Well, are you going to still be a 34 in February?
I hope so.
Have you always been a 34?
Yeah, pretty close.
Pretty close? How old are you?
I just want to give Don a little more incentive to stay at 34.
Oh, okay. You know what would really give me incentive? If you would go buy a gun. I tell you what, if you kill yourself, if I see on the nightly news that a listener of the Don and Mike Show has killed themselves.
Oh, no, you can't do that if you follow through on it because you'll be dead. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
You're just one of those guys who calls and you want to, like, play with me for sport, right?
No, not at all.
Oh, yes, you are. You're toying with him he's a ball of yarn.
That's okay. I don't mind it.
I appreciate Don's efforts to lose weight, and if I can help him, and if he looks at
if you're really serious, if you really want to help me, then kill yourself.
Okay.
Okay?
You know something. If he goes ahead and does it, it's going to be your responsibility.
Yeah, then you'll be sorry.
Then you really
Once you're dead, then I'll be sorry.
That's for sure.
Once your brain is all splattered over all over your bathroom, I'll be sorry.
We'll be showing lots of remorse as we toast.
I'll be sorry as I eat a box of Reese's Pieces. I'll be sorry as I eat another Domino's pizza. Go, hey, that moron blew his brains out.
And you eat the last piece, and you get to the last piece, and you go, that's for number 34. There you go.
Thank you for calling.
How about this?
What?
I got a better idea.
What?
How about I give you my home phone number?
I could already get that from caller ID.
No, because I'm on a pay phone, unfortunately. But anyway, listen. I give you my home phone number off the air. In February, you call me. If you're still at 34...
I have a better idea. I have a variation on your wonderful idea.
Wait a second. Let me
finish. I want to say what we're going to do here. What Don does is if he is still a 34 in February, what he does is he gets to take his Mustang, the aforementioned Mustang, meet you on a street corner, and run you over as fast as that car will go.
If he's still a 34 in February, then I send him a check for $50 to take his... To take you guys out to Jack in the Box.
Why would I want to engage with you in any kind of a bet anyway?
Because it's added incentive for you to stay at 34. And
would there be any outside shot that you have done some drinking this afternoon? Would there be just a chance that...
As much as I'd like to say yes, I have to say no.
So this is the way you speak when you're completely sober?
Absolutely.
Have you had any major head trauma in the last six months?
Are you partially retarded? And I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt there.
Well,
that you're only partially.
Because you are slurring, so that would indicate that maybe there's either head trauma, a little something to drink, or perhaps some sort of medication.
Cough syrup? Yeah. Cough syrup?
Any medication?
Well, I'm using the payphone in a senior citizen center, so I'm...
Using the payphone. I think we got one here. Where's the cuckoo sound effect? That's the sound effect we should have had for this.
You're using the payphone in a senior citizen? You don't work with seniors, do you?
I deliver their mail.
Yeah, okay. You deliver their mail.
Oh. I got one here.
You're one of those guys I've seen on those special reports, like filling up your pockets with their jewelry and stuff.
Like beating the hell out of an old guy when he won't move.
If you're still 34, then let me...
No, I don't want you changing the subject. We're looking at you under the microscope right now, Mr. Senior Citizen Center.
Tonight on News 7, look at the way your grandfather's being treated in this daycare center.
This slow-witted individual that suffered major head trauma... called radio stations and then filled his pockets with small amounts of cash left on the table by innocent senior citizens.
I couldn't do that. I have too much respect for the senior citizens of America.
Well, do you work there? You say you deliver their mail. Are you a postal worker?
Absolutely.
You work for the Postal Service?
As long as they'll let me.
Oh, I think it's beginning to crystallize.
All right, we got you. Okay, listen, I'll see you in February for that big suicide pact. Okay?
You guys are great. I love you.
Thank you. Okay.
I do know that his brain doesn't work like other people.
He got what he wanted.
He's giving me some incentive to keep the weight off now.
Yeah, so you can kill him.
One postal worker is going to die in February if I can fit back into a 34 waist. I'm working on it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, where's the... why don't you guys try and call the village idiot?
I'm busting my ass to lose weight, too. And you know what? It's not working.
It's hard.
I mean, I've lost weight, but I can't get back down. And I tried to run this weekend. I haven't run for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like a Corky out trying to run over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Just awful. I'm in terrible shape, ladies and gentlemen.
You ought to try my steak and lobster diet.
Hello?
You're laughing. Yeah. That is what I've been on. I've been on a steak and lobster diet.
It's working so far.
It's working so far.
I can't get a word in edgewise with you two.
Well, we're talking about weight loss. It's something that a lot of people obsess with it. And
I've got a guy who's promised to blow his brains out if I get down to a 34.
Well, good work.
What do you think we're supposed to do on this show? Of course we talk a lot. It's our job.
We just fill the spots here.
Yeah, now see, you have moments there where you can jump in, and we won't interrupt you.
It's kind of catch-as-catch-can on this show.
Well, no, did you guys...
You know, I've worked so hard on this weight, I'll tell you. It's been, I'm very worried about it because the weight loss is working, but it's shutting the rest of my body down.
Called Village Idiot.
What do you mean? Are you bound up?
Yeah, a little bound up. I think I'm eating too much cheese. I think really, I sound like John Candy, but I think too much cheese because it's allowed on this diet. But I remember when my dog used to have diarrhea, we would feed the dog cheese to bind him up, and I'm sure eating a passel of it. I'm sorry, go ahead. I interrupted you.
I think I already did.
All I know is that I went to go running yesterday, and I went running 2 miles, and I felt like I was going to have a heart attack. And
really?
I used to run like 2 miles every. I don't mean that literally. That I felt like I was going to have a heart attack, but I barely could make it up to the end of the street and make it back. And I haven't run for only 2 or 3 weeks, and I haven't been running.
So it was a 2 or 3 week layoff.
Yes, when I've been doing other stuff like lifting weights and doing aerobic stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's back to the grind.
Oh, good luck to you.
Back to the grind, because one of our listeners is going to die.
I know. Yeah, that's good motivation for you. But we interrupted this guy.
I'm sorry.
Gentlemen, have you called?
I think it's an accomplishment that you're able to run as far as you do and just keep up the work. I mean, running is tough.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's good. It's good to be motivated. All right, go ahead, sir. I did it again. Gosh. Shame on me.
Okay.
All right, now what, really?
No, really.
So the steak and lobster diet, I never heard of it before. Is it a national diet?
Yes, it is. I got a book in the bookstore. It's called The Atkins Diet. It's an all-protein diet. You eliminate your carbohydrates.
It's Chet Atkins.
It's the late Chet Atkins. It's the diet he was on. That's why it works so well. No, it's the Christopher Atkins diet.
Listen, you're going to be king of the Atkins, because I'd be goddamn if I could come up with another one.
There's only one I can come up with. I think it was Susan Atkins, and I think she was a member of the Manson family. Am I right about that one?
Here again. You're king of the Atkins,
there
Mike.
There you go. Hallelujah. But you take out all the carbs and all the sugars, and you your metabolism gets into a mode where it's burning more fat.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens, but all I know is...
Well, good luck. I'm always rooting for you.
Thank you, but once again... this gentleman was trying to say something.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever get a hold of the Village Idiot?
So your bowel movements? You having a problem with that, Mike? You got bad BMs? Or
bad would be a welcome sight right now.
So no BMs?
Yeah.
Drinking a lot of water still?
Yeah, drinking a lot of water. Yeah. I drink a lot of water.
That's
and
good.
I'm going to be trying these things called psyllium husks.
Ooh.
Which is supposed to be...
Oh, that's fiber.
Yeah, but a little fiber. That's going to add some fiber into my diet.
There
and I'm taking a little magnesium. You know, trying to do everything that you can. I'm taking a lot of vitamin supplements, too, because you're depleted in other areas. So I'm taking an awful lot of...
Sure.
I'm taking a lot of pills is what I'm doing. Too many pills.
Will everybody please stop interrupting this fellow?
I'm sorry.
Forgot.
Are you still there?
What? What?
What?
What? We've been waiting. What? We've been waiting for you.
You're interrupting.
Better now?
You're interrupting us so much.
What?
Can you try to call?
I hate a guy who can't get to the point. Hello, Dynamite Show.
I'm very, very sick. Yes.
Thank you, Major.
That's apparent. Hello, Dynamite.
Hi. I don't know whatever happened to Sherry.
Turn your radio down.
She went to work at another radio station.
Very sick. Thank you.
Okay.
Turn your radio down.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
No, See, but you're listening to the radio. We know you can hear us. Turn the radio down, though.
It's annoying.
Because what we say comes out of the radio 10 seconds later.
Okay, hold on.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
No, see?
See?
Listen to the radio. We know you can hear us. Turn.
Okay, hello?
There, you were able to figure it out.
Duh.
I'm to a Rob A, sorry. Okay, so how's, is she doing good?
I have no idea. I guess she's doing great. Like everybody who leaves this show, I wish them nothing but the best.
What about Diana?
Eternal damnation to anyone who leaves this show.
We saw Diana at Rob's wedding, and she is doing well.
Okay. When are you going to have your next appearance?
Well, when the guy blows his brains out in February, I think.
Yeah, we're going to have a big pizza party.
Oh, great, because I got tickets to your Halloween party, but I couldn't make it. So
yes.
It would be great if I could come to that.
It's another one of our fascinating callers.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
You can always tell when that radio is like, it's like the sound system that's used by the Rolling Stones for their outdoor concerts, and it's up on her bookshelf.
I can hear you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, F. Guido.
Guido. Well, why? And who's, is that a generic Guido, or is there a particular Guido in mind?
No, he always calls in and, after I call in, ask you guys if he wants you to break my legs.
I don't remember that. So. I worked with a guy named Guido. A guy that was a disc jockey and a cop. Guido, if you're listening today, hello, Guido.
We've been getting these coded messages lately.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yes?
This is Rip Ruffage.
Yes, Rip. Hello.
Yeah.
How you doing, Rick?
Rip.
It's Rip Ruffage,
Rip Ruffage?
Rip Ruffage.
Rip Ruffage. Speaking of Ruffage.
Yes, Rip.
Psyllium husks.
How about them skins?
All right, listen, no more calls.
Beer sucks.
Beer sucks?
Beer sucks. Drink St. Pauli, girl.
Well, I think we've finally gotten somebody really insane.
Hello.
Hello.
Last call, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Kim. I wanted to call and thank you guys. I've been a loyal listener since I moved here 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I'm moving tomorrow away to a place that you guys don't, you're not
right,
at.
See you. All right, then. Goodbye. What good are you to me? You're not going to get a long teary goodbye from me.
Doesn't happen on this show.
You can't listen to the show? Yeah, you're eternally damned.
But we welcome you back if you can get some radio station to pick up the show in your neighborhood.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
And Mike, WJFK.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
Well, something happened to him, man.
Come on, Spicoli, just put the shirts back on. You see that sign? No shirt, no shoes,
no ties.
Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
It's the way Mike O'Mara fills time between golf outings. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, those bumpers are getting mighty tired. We'll have the big bald man himself, Paul Turner, on the show this week.
Oh, goody.
The new voice session. Also on the show this week. Oh, Jerry Springer. The Jolly Springman.
Yeah.
We'll be joined by the sleaziest TV talk show host of them all this week. Jerry Springer tomorrow. We'll pick the grand prize winner in our Thanksgiving go-go contest.
Got some good entries there. We got our final five today.
Listen, also this week on Friday morning, we have an exclusive premiere of the new Star Trek TNG next contact, final something movie.
Final moment thing.
The Star Trek movie, and we'll be giving away tickets to that.
Good.
And we still haven't had a winner in the homemade jingle contest simply because we haven't listened to the entries.
They've been good. I mean, the times we've listened to them, they've been very, very good.
So we shall get to them. God, get to them we shall.
I guarantee there's nothing in there, Hank.
And here's a channel check. Thank you for listening in Albuquerque, New Mexico on Hot Talk KHTL in Boise on Idaho's first radio station, KFXD, and hello, Buffalo.
Buffalo.
In Lockport, New York on WLVL. We lost our station in Salt Lake City.
Mm, what a shame.
Over the weekend. And we've gotten a bunch of faxes, but I real fast want to call these guys that sent a fax a second ago.
Okay.
Because it sounds like they're listening to the station that we used to be on.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you in a nutshell what happened. Last week, now the show's going over like gangbusters in Salt Lake City, which is a market that has like no controversial radio at all because of all the Mormons and everything.
We really were both surprised and gratified at the response we were getting from listeners in Salt Lake City. And it was so great that they actually lobbied the station to get a fourth hour.
So Thursday, they announced, hey, we're picking up the last hour of the show. Thursday and Friday, we are bombarded with calls from people in Salt Lake saying, oh, we love getting the whole show.
Yeah. Right.
Saturday. Now, the station that we were on, KCNR, is owned by a church.
Right. Oh.
This is the truth. Owned by a church. Sometime on Friday, somebody called the church or somebody called the priest or the rector, whoever. A rector, I hardly knew her. And they said, listen, this is not a good radio station. They're doing bad things on this radio station.
There's evil. There's evil. Yay, there's evil on that radio station.
And it wasn't only our show that was singled out. It was all of the other controversial programming they were doing on the station. Uh-huh. So they took the station off the air. Saturday, they just went dead. They just pulled the plug and went dead. Wow.
They were retooling.
They came back Sunday. They're playing all Disney music. And I mean, I mean, like, soundtracks. Walt Disney movie soundtracks.
When you wish upon a star.
And here's one of the faxes we received. Dear Don and Mike, you are radio gods. We are not worthy here in goddamn Salt Lake City. It's become evident that the stupid people that he names the church group that owned the station felt that Mickey and Minnie Mouse are radio gods. They had two talk radio stations. One is an all-sports station, and the other one is the one that you guys were on.
That's really, really weird.
We thought you should know over the weekend you guys were replaced by Disney Radio. We enjoy listening to Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, right. We finally got the radio station to broadcast 4 hours of your show. That lasted for 2 days, and you're replaced by Goofy.
Oh, man.
You had only been on the air for a few months in Salt Lake City. What do we do? All right, let's call these guys.
Yeah. Be nice to hear from them and, you know, explain to them that we have very little control when it comes right down to it.
We had no control. We had no knowledge. This all happened over the weekend.
Western States.
Yeah, hi. I need to talk to Steve or Jeff or Matt.
All three of them have gone home.
Ah, gone home for the day.
I guess they were kind of depressed today, huh?
Well, they're never a real happy crowd.
Were they especially depressed today for any reason?
Something about the radio station.
Yeah.
Were they weeping?
Well, you know, yeah.
What were they upset about?
I guess they, I don't know, I don't listen to it. They changed the format on them.
What did they change the format to?
When did they?
What did they change the format to from the station they used to listen to?
The station, I guess, now is playing, Disney programming.
Or all right, I had to have a confirmation. We're the disc jockeys that were replaced.
Yeah, we're the guys they listen to.
Oh, okay, there you go.
And, how you doing?
Yeah, we're glad to hear that's why they were depressed. I mean, it's not happy that anybody's depressed, but, you know, they were depressed because we were gone.
Yeah, that was one.
Makes us feel pretty good.
Yeah, I don't even know what station it is, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
You said that. You said that for a second time.
We got you. All right, well, listen, tell them Don and Mike called.
Okay.
And tell them we goddamn appreciated the goddamn facts, and we goddamn missed them listening to our goddamn radio show.
Okay, I'll just type that up.
That's one of the little hooks that I threw in for everybody in Salt Lake, saying goddamn all the time.
And you know, it's too late now, but if you had ever listened, you would have liked the show, too.
Yeah.
I don't have a radio. I got to sit up front and act like
Oh, goddamn it. You would have loved it.
Yeah, so they don't let you listen to the radio?
Well, they do, but I listen to different stuff than they do. I'm not quite like the three of them.
Oh, and how so?
Well, I don't know.
You a little slower?
Am I a little slower?
Yeah.
No, not even. I don't think it's possible to be a little slower.
Well, are they? I mean, you're
three pretty stupid guys, these guys who sent us the facts?
Oh, actually, no, one of them is the vice president of the company.
There you go. Well, see, there you go. I mean, a mover and a shaker. The power brokers listen to this program.
Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, God damn it, that's it.
Where actually is this? Does it come out of?
Comes out of the radio.
No, hello, I'm not that stupid. I mean, where are
you? I think you may be.
Watch it.
Okay, just having a little fun.
No, but where do you guys broadcast from?
Satan's basement.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no wonder those guys picked up on it.
Right.
It's a suburb. Do you, by any chance, work for any of those guys?
Well, you kind of. Not directly. I mean, I don't take direct orders from any of them.
Of course you don't.
Could they fire you?
Could they?
Yeah, I mean, if they
had reason,
if there was cause, could they fire you?
No way.
Because we're thinking about calling them tomorrow to see about getting you fired.
I wish you would.
See, well, you do.
You're. She's not going to lose this one. She's got the high ground on us.
All right, you win. Listen, just tell these guys that we called. Okay.
Okay. Well, can they call you back? Because they'll probably be mad that they missed your call.
Well, tell them we're doing a show. They can call if they want on our toll-free line. But just tell Steve and Matt and Jeff that we called to say hi.
Okay.
And Don and Mike say thank you for the support.
Okay, I'll do it.
God damn it, we say thank you.
Okay, that's exactly what I put in the note.
All right. Thank you.
All right, work on that attitude.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. I think she's just about perfected it.
Yeah, you're bad. Today is Monday, the 18th of November. Well, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what big-time radio is like.
C'est la vie. You know, one thing about that lady we talked to, I'm sure she wasn't the head of any church group.
One day you're on, and the next day you replace.
That's it.
God damn it. It's Monday, the 18th of November. Birthdays today. Oh.
Oh, man, look at that. You're getting all hot and bothered.
Oh, baby.
Who could this charmer be?
Oh, Imogene Coco.
Oh,
baby.
Oh, man, I really, I wish they'd let her wear a bikini top in that Vacation movie.
Double eight.
Aunt Edna. Aunt Edna, like, topless.
And wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Another one?
Yes.
Two on one day? Who are the two lovely lasses?
Brenda Vaccaro.
Oh, yeah. She was on Rosie O'Donnell recently.
She's in the Barbara Streisand movie.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's in the Barbara Streisand movie.
Famous for her tampon commercials, yeah. Brenda Vaccaro.
That paid for her vacation time.
Linda Evans having a birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be one of her tampons. Also today, Kevin Nealon from Saturday Night Live and Warren Moon from the Minnesota Vikings.
Kevin Nealon, the most untalented of the Saturday Night Live cast mm-hmm. members.
The Michael Jordan movie, number one this weekend at the box office.
Space Jam.
Yes, $29 million. The number two movie is Ransom. Number three is Barbra Streisand. Then you have Romeo and Juliet and Set It Off.
And there'll be all sorts of impersonators coming out now that Space Jam's number one. I'm rooting for Toe Jam.
For Barbra Streisand, a romantic evening is not candlelight and fine wine. For Barbra Streisand, a romantic evening is not candlelight and fine wine.
What do you mean?
It's videos and eating in bed.
With her boy toy, Charles James Brolin. Not Charles Broyhill. Sorry, no such luck, Charles. You looked up there for a second.
Barbra Streisand says the time is right for romance. On the movie screen, something in the atmosphere, she says, shows that we need love and romance in the world.
Can you imagine sitting next to her in that bed and she's not wearing any makeup and you're eating like popcorn and she's got the kernels all over her chest, like falling down into her cleavage?
You're feeding her? You're shoving the food in her mouth?
Boy, that'll get me all hot and bothered.
Her bad Barbra Streisand breath being blown on you?
She probably just had a big meal and didn't floss afterwards, and she's got like half a sandwich in between her teeth.
You're watching Wheel of Fortune in bed with her? She hasn't shaved under her armpits?
She's got like stubble that looks like it looks like you could sand a car with it.
Oh, get your Paul Reiser ready.
Paul Reiser, yes.
One of the real life guys in the movie Diner is dead.
Oh my goodness, who was it?
The guy who was played by Paul Reiser.
Oh, seriously?
The character Modell.
Oh, Modell, yes, I studied him very carefully when I was actually doing the program.
His friends say he was the funniest, most sarcastic of the group. A good movie, Diner. Excellent movie all about Baltimore and the Baltimore Colts.
And, of course, you can see me doing those fabulous AT&T commercials, as well as my work on, what is it, Mad About You. Yes, with that little bongo drum theme song that you hear quite often. It's just great to be me, Paul Reiser. I'm just so happy being Paul Reiser.
Stop for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Let me play this sound effect. No, wrong one. I'm sorry, I played the wrong one. I wanted to play this one. I say, Billy Crystal is going to host the Oscars again.
No! No, no, no!
That's right!
Oh, God.
That's right. Oh. I pressed the wrong one again.
Man.
Billy Crystal is going to host the show for a fifth time on March 24th.
That's a bummer.
A statement from the Academy quotes Billy Crystal as saying, here's his big joke, he got the job only after OJ attorney Barry Sheck turned it down.
Hey, look for that material. Do you think he's going to do the, you know, I
you know he'll
something.
Do the song and the dance.
So sure. Bad it's good under that category.
No,
you know, it's
no.
just it's going to be
no.
funny to make fun of him.
Yeah, no, no. He should not dance. He should not sing.
Here's my opening production number.
Silence of the Lambs when he had the Hannibal Lecter mask. Please right. save us. I'd take Whoopi Goldberg over him.
I don't know. That's a tie for me. Now, if you have both of them, you know, with a big tub of Jell-O and they wrestle, that might be something.
Now, oh, do I have time for this? Rudy. Oh, we have Rudy in the last break today.
Yeah. How you doing? If he can make it.
We can be late for Rudy because he was late for our show on Friday.
Sure.
The Miss World pageant is not going over well in India. Buzz, doesn't it seem we've had a lot of stories about how bad things are going with this pageant?
Yeah, a lot.
Hundreds of protesters have been released from police custody. In all, 800 people were arrested. Most of them women. They were attempting to march to a hotel where the contestants are staying. Last month, you remember we had the story about protesters breaking into the showroom of one of the corporate sponsors and smearing cow excrement and coal tar on the products.
That's sacred cow excrement, yeah.
Well, the newest development is a 25-year-old man who was protesting the Miss World pageant. He set himself on fire and killed himself.
Oh, my God.
That's how serious this is.
And members of a militant Indian women's group are threatening to commit suicide on the day of the finale. The finals are set for Saturday.
This is very, very unusual. I am very surprised that this is causing all this trouble.
It's not easy to whip Western culture on other people.
I do not want to have the pageant in my country. Where's my lighter?
Finally, Southern Baptist guy sets himself on fire.
Over a beauty pageant.
Man, if you feel strongly about something, you know, a man of principle.
Yeah. California, good man. California Southern Baptists are calling for a boycott of Bambi, Mickey, and all those Dalmatians. From 101 Dalmatians.
Right.
The religious group says Disney has turned its back on traditional family values. They point to Disney corporate policy that allows unmarried domestic partners, including same-sex partners, the same benefits as married employees.
Hmm. Oh, horrors. Man, isn't it? Sometimes it amazes me what people spend their time and energy on. When there are so many problems with the world, they focus on things that they shouldn't focus on.
Like Billy Crystal hosting the Oscars. That's, you want to get upset about something? Don't be upset about a couple of gays working for Disney. Be upset Billy Crystal's hosting the Oscars. That's something to get upset about.
Yeah. Here, here.
Yeah. For goodness sakes. We got canceled in Salt Lake. Be upset about that.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah. Be upset that the character that Paul Reiser played in Diner is dead. Don't be upset about that, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I'd like to see Paul Reiser or Billy Crystal maybe protest that Miss World pageant.
Oh, set themselves on fire.
Bye, guys.
We'll be right back.
Radio Gods.
The station with less BS. WJFK.
There are a couple of things going on around town we want you to know about. Oh, Don and Mike. Is this true?
Two favorite radio guys. I know you're a big fan of theirs.
I am!
In the afternoon at 4 o'clock today, right out in front of their studios in Fairfax, they're going to dip themselves into 500 pounds of soaking wet hot chocolate. They're going to come out, they're going to dry, and then they invite the general public to come, as they say, to bite off pieces of them.
Yes, you can. Now, I thought about this. I mean, because I do like them very much, but they don't... they just strike me as kind of... I've never seen them, but they sound kind of maybe scruffy. But they're going to wrap themselves in plastic first.
They're both very attractive men.
I already announced that
I'm gay.
Anyway, so you can do that.
Radio are going on an adventure. The Don and Mike Show.
Hard to believe that that show didn't stay on the air.
And that material was really going going over real well with that rest home audience they had, wasn't
that
it?
That PM magazine show that they were on.
I saw her recently on one of the, I think it was House and Garden. She was doing one of those little how-to shows, I think, something like that. Maybe might have been an infomercial.
Hey, here's one of the guys from Salt Lake that we tried to call a moment ago. Hello.
How are you, Don?
Fine.
Good.
Hey, did you get our goddamn message?
Yes, I did.
All right, well, we tried to call.
Listen, yeah?
We talked to your lovely receptionist.
Uh-huh.
Boy, what
She's standing right here.
What an attitude on her.
Hey, I know it.
Yeah, now, she's a toughie, huh?
She is.
Are you one of the guys that runs this place?
I am.
Well, you shouldn't take that from her.
Well, I kind of have to.
Is she a dedicated, reliable employee?
She really is. Mm-hmm. She's wonderful at her job. Just taking care of things.
Do you have a personal relationship with her?
No, I do. Well, no, I do not.
Well, listen, we just wanted to call to say thanks for sending us the facts. We got lots of faxes from people in Salt Lake, and
I'll bet you do.
We have no way of getting in touch with the people who listen to the show. We were taken by surprise over the weekend.
They gave us the 4 hours.
Yeah.
And then, bam, it's Mickey and Minnie.
Well, listen, you don't even know the whole story behind it. You know the station's owned by a church?
I did not know that.
Did you know that? And did you know that they just found out about the programming on Friday, which is why they made the switch?
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
Well, now you do, and write a letter or call another radio station. Try to get us on another place out in Salt Lake.
Hey, listen,
We're trying.
Thank you for the support. We got to go talk to Rudy Martsky now.
See ya.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Jeff, one of the very nice guys who listen to the show out in Salt Lake.
We appreciate it.
Now, here's another semi-regular on the show, when he can make it on time, that is.
Yeah, when he's not in a bar packing.
It's Rudy Martsky, America's number one TV sports columnist, straight from pages of USA Today. Rudy was only 45 minutes late for the segment on Friday.
Yeah, well,
how you doing?
We had a lot of. How you doing, guys?
How is your? Are you on vacation now?
No, I'm back. I was working today.
Well, you weren't in the paper today. You didn't have a column today.
Oh, no, I'm back today. I mean, Monday.
Oh, so you were off Sunday.
Yeah, we had to fly out of Orlando sunny night, and spent Saturday at Disney World, and I had a good time.
How you doing?
How you doing? Yeah. So you had a good. You and the mouse had a good weekend.
Yeah, right.
Did you really, or did you?
Well, we had to pack. We had to pack our son for 2 days
in between, taking trips around Disney World.
Yeah, we did. We took some trips there. MGM Studios, as well as.
Rudy's got to be like a theme park place's nightmare, because Rudy's got to be the type of guy that's always in the wrong line, always kind of disjointed when they do that thing where they want to move you like cattle through the little little alleyways that they've made up. Rudy's the guy who invariably is going the wrong way.
Hey, Mouse, why can't I go under the turnstile?
Now look, Mouse would not go on the haunted house. She would not go in the haunted house. She was afraid of it.
Huh. I would love to go to Disneyland with you. That would be the wackiest time.
Yeah, Rudy, be your e-ticket.
Yeah.
So, Rudy.
Yeah.
You missed the show Friday. You missed the pick segment Friday.
Yeah.
You missed.
I had a great day, too.
Charlie Jones.
Yeah, we really enjoyed our time with Charlie Jones.
Charlie Jones.
Okay, now wait a second. You guys are telling me you enjoyed them or you didn't?
No, we did. We really did. We're not busting your chops here. We really did. We just like to say, can you recreate that moment when you told us he was going to be on the show and you thought you made it like a big deal?
Hey, yeah. Don.
Charlie
Don.
Hey, Charlie did the first Super Bowl.
Hey,
I think you guys would be excited. And Don.
Don, hey.
Hey, listen, okay? I got this. Hey, here's this. Yeah. Friday, okay?
Hey, Don,
okay,
hey.
Listen to this. Charlie Jones.
No, wait a second. Yeah, but I was excited. Then you guys immediately, Don says, yeah, he was there for the birth of Christ. Oh, boy, that made me feel good.
How you doing, guys?
He was great, Rudy. We had a good time with him.
We were quite pleased with him, Rudy.
Well, that's good. I mean, I wouldn't line you up with a stiff.
No, I know. He's a good guy. He's a legend. So the football yesterday, I was telling Mike, I was watching the Redskins game, the national game with John Madden.
Right.
And Madden was really on top of it yesterday.
He was on his game.
At the end of the game, when Madden started his rap saying, this is what football is all about. This is NFL football. This is NFC football. This is NFC East football.
Sure.
You know, he is stating the obvious, but he does it with such enthusiasm that he really captures the moment, doesn't he?
Well, Madden does. That's why there's a lot of pretenders for John Madden, but these guys don't equal him. That's why he stayed up there for 15, 16 years right now, because he kind of figures out another way to do it. And people just like the way Madden, handles himself on the air, and he's the one guy out there that NBC admits actually can play a role in ratings that people will stay tuned even though it's a blowout.
He's still digging it, too, isn't he? I mean, that's the reason he's so good. He still loves it. Man, when he was on,
and
I
they got the
out
shot
loud.
Outside the stadium when they got the pigeons and the birds outside.
And he circled one of the pigeons and said, he goes, hey, there's a pigeon race. My money's on this one. And he circled the one out in front. Yeah. I love that stuff.
Right. Now, and by the way, they're here this weekend in Washington for the 49ers Redskins game.
So does that mean we're going to get Madden on the show Friday?
Well, you know what? If you want me to bump Jerry Glanville, I'll do it.
Gee, let me decide.
Yeah.
Jerry Glanville or John Madden? Jerry Glanville or John Madden?
You like Glanville.
No, I'm a big Jerry Glanville fan, but John Madden's the real Magilla.
Okay, I'll work on Madden or Summerall. Pat Summerall. Okay.
Hey, Summerall would be even better.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
We've never had Summerall on the show.
That's right. Never had Summerall.
We've never had Summerall. We've had John Madden. We've never had that Summerall.
We've been with Madden. We've never been with Summerall.
We'll tell Glanville he's bumped for another week.
All right. Yeah, Jerry Glanville's always good. I enjoy Jerry Glanville. He's fantastic. Hey, listen, the game tonight, let me ask you about this. What kind of ratings are they looking for? Because there's still November sweeps going on there, and you have Green Bay and Dallas on Monday Night Football.
One of the biggest games of the year.
Yeah, this game, it's funny. It's just not getting the play like they would have thought. Maybe it's because the Packers have lost some wide receivers, and people just don't have that feeling right now that the Packers are going to go and whip the Cowboys in Dallas. And then the Cowboys are, you know, just above 500. They're not like, you know, it's still a great game. I would think it would do around a 20 rating.
Around a 20, and that's good, right?
That's good. Now, the highest this year was that one a week ago. The 49ers Cowboys that did a 20.2 on Fox.
How you doing?
But this one will do about a 20 on ABC.
How you doing? And what about Lou Holtz? Is he going to leave Notre Dame?
Lou Holtz has a press conference tomorrow about 1:00 Eastern, where Lou will announce his retirement. He's leaving. He will go and get another job.
Is it going to be that Northwestern guy that takes the job?
Gary Barnett is the leading candidate, along with the assistant coach at Notre Dame, the defensive coordinator named Bob Davey.
I heard that guy at Northwestern has a clause in his contract that the only job offer he can take is if it's Notre Dame.
It's not exclusive to that. Learned that today from some of the people I was calling. There is an out. We don't know specifically what that out is, but I think it includes more than Notre Dame.
Okay.
He's dreamy, too. That coach of Northwestern.
Gary Barnett?
Good man.
I don't like him because he beat Wisconsin this year.
Ooh, the Badgers.
Do you have a last-minute nugget for us, something we wouldn't know if we weren't talking to you, the guru of TV sports?
Well, how about this? I think that Lou Holtz will still wind up with that Minnesota Vikings job, even though he doesn't have a job because he's leaving.
All right. Okay. Yeah. That nugget didn't do anything for me.
Didn't get you excited?
No. I'm a tough man to please. You know, Rudy, you've given me some good nuggets before.
Yeah, nice, big, juicy nuggets.
I mean, is there something else I can give you? Like, what about this one that Marty shot?
How about a nice big open mouth kiss?
I mean, the one I didn't give you Friday.
All right. What about Marty Schottenheimer? Schottenheimer.
He'll probably leave the Chiefs, and he could wind up with the New York Giants.
See, that's a better one than Lou Holtz going to the Vikings.
Oh, okay. Man. Marty Schottenheimer with the Giants?
Yeah.
Another dynamo, Mike.
Oh, man. Another recycled coach.
Another great guy who thrives on discipline.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Another decade of losing.
All right. Have a great week, Rudy. And don't forget, John Madden Friday.
Madden or Summerall?
Summerall.
Okay.
Is that a promise? Do I have the word of
it? You have my promise.
All right.
Now I got to, like, give a tearjerker message to Glanville. Okay.
Listen, Jerry Glanville will get over being bumped for 1 week. Jerry Glanville is almost a regular on the show. He's on so much.
Jerry will get over getting bumped because he's been bumped from, like, about 8 NFL jobs in the past 2 years.
All right. Bye, Rudy.
Okay, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We have to give Rudy a hard time because he missed the show on Friday.
Huh?
Hey.
Huh?
Hey, all right. Let me...
Hey, Pat Summerall.
Hey, Don.
How you doing?
Pat Summerall.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
Great.
They're sick. Sick in the head. They ought to get their ass thrown right off the radio. The Don and Mike Show.
It's time for Buzz.
Buzz
buzzy, 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 buzzy.
Buzzy, buzzy with the news. He is white. Oh, so white. He's never wrong, always right. Hair on the top of his head looks like his pubes. He's a real G.I. Joe.
Buzzy, 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 buzzy. Buzzy, 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 buzzy. He does have something, so the news. There's something, something to take away your blues.
Wow.
Finally.
Buzzy, 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 buzzy.
It's kind of catchy.
Buzzy, 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 boy. Buzzy, 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 buzzy. Buzzy, 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 buzzy.
The news. That was kind of a train wreck towards the end when I started helping.
It's quite a tribute.
Yeah. Now that we've eaten up all your time for the news, it's 6:52 on the East Coast, and that means it's 3:52 out west. And now with the last look at today's news, here is Cuz Kernank. Hello, Muzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Passengers and crew members became desperate as smoke and fire engulfed ValueJet Flight 592. Transcripts of the cockpit voice recording include the screams of terrified passengers and the orders of crew members trying in vain to save the 110 people on board. The plane went down in the Everglades back in May. Hearings into the cause of the crash began today, along with the release of this tape. Already, the National Transportation Safety Board is critical of the company that shipped oxygen generators on that ValueJet flight. But the president of SabreTech is defending his employees, calling the handling of the generators a rare task, not something, he says, they typically did. Prosecutors say Harold Nicholson had access to a great deal of very damaging information and that he betrayed his country for money. They say the veteran CIA employee may have given the Russians information about all new agents trained by the CIA over the past 2 years. Pieces of Mars 96 are littering the floor of the Pacific Ocean near Easter Island, and Russian scientists want to know why. The doomed space probe broke up as it plunged through the Earth's atmosphere last night. The Russians are trying to determine the cause of this latest setback to their space program. They are not the Redskins anymore. Another school scraps its politically incorrect nickname, possible new names, in the Buzz File after sports. Next, satellite from Westwood One Entertainment, you're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, Notre Dame will have a new head football coach next season. Two sources tell the Associated Press that Lou Holtz is resigning and that the announcement will come officially tomorrow. Holtz has won 99 games over 11 seasons with the Irish. Tonight's NFL game sends Green Bay into Dallas. The Packers at 8-2 lead the NFC Central. The Cowboys at 6-4 are trying to pull within a game of first-place Washington in the NFC East. Whether he's healed or not, Baltimore quarterback Vinny Testaverde says he'll start against Jacksonville on Sunday. Testaverde still has an injured rib and hip, but he says playing in pain is better than spending another agonizing day watching his teammates. Finally, broadcasting from the home of the Washington Redskins, nobody's more aware of the nickname controversy than we are, except for maybe all the other places in the country that have teams with nicknames that are less than politically correct. But those other places are getting fewer and farther between. Take, for instance, the university in Ohio that's in the midst of changing its nickname. Trustees at that school say Redskins is out, and now they're taking suggestions for a new name. Naturally, some of these are pretty amusing. For the nonviolent, the pacifists has been proposed, along with the gentlemen. For the sarcastic among us, we can choose from either the poodles or the fighting intellectuals. And there are others that aren't even worth mentioning, so go poodles. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
And we thank you, Buzz. There's the toe-tappy touchstone spreading out of your radio, making an ookie mess like you-know-who.
Let's be friends.
We'll take call 100 right now. Let me give you some stuff at 1-800-636-1067. Good luck to you.
This should be played at high volume.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No! Oh, yes. Oh, yes, and think about this. I'll be seeing you in just 12 hours.
Yes, sometimes I think you do it simply to torture me.
For our final video shoot for the Nude Olympics. Who put on perfume? Who put on cologne?
Charles?
Oh, no.
Rob?
Somebody who walked in this room smells absolutely dreamy.
I know it can't be me. It's been a very long day in the trenches.
I know, and you had bad breath from moment one of the show today.
Yeah, but the gum took care of it completely. I didn't have the breath anymore.
Rob? Who is it that smells so good? Rob, did you put a little dab behind your ears before you came in here a moment ago?
No, Don, that's my own musky goodness.
You know, Nick brought in my coat, and it might have had some residue of the dreamy cologne that I wear.
Maybe the Chinaman smells good. Somebody smells just dreamy.
Terrific.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy afternoon.
Well, there's a pleasantry.
Hey, a pleasantry right out of the chute.
What be thy name, my fair maiden?
My name's Leanna.
Where are you from?
Nevada.
Leanna, way back. Hold on. Lena.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Until we meet again.
Do you smell that?
No. I smell my coat.
Smells good in here, man.
Yeah, it's probably my coat. Smells just dreamy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lawrence Welk Singers. And good night. That's your fake vinyl coat, right?
Yeah, it's made out of vinyl.
Hello, Lena?
Leanna.
Yes, Leanna, you've won a Universal Sports Remote Control, EA Sports Madden, 97 CD-ROM game, ooh, John Madden's new book, All Madden, and the NFL Jams CD.
Oh, my husband will love it.
Starting Wednesday, watch the NFL's greatest players tackle prime time on the NFL Quarterback Club week on Fox.
Good night.
Good night. Lena, you listen in Reno, right?
Leanna. L-E-A-N-N-A, yeah.
I'm sorry. I used to have a secretary named Lena way back.
And, of course, your fascination with the late Lena Horne. No, she's still with us, isn't she, Lena Horne?
I don't
know. Yeah, she's still alive. Lena Horne.
Hold on, please. And thank you for listening.
Hey, thank you.
You're very welcome. That's it. We will see you tomorrow. Kenny Kramer. Please stop it.
I'm sorry.
Kenny Kramer has pictures of his crime scene at his website. Go to any search engine and search Kenny Kramer.
Oh, right.
For tickets to his real-life Seinfeld show, call 1-800-KRAMERS.
Yes.
We will see you tomorrow, okay, when we'll do all the stuff that we didn't do on today's show.
I looked at the boy's hat.
And now here's the lovely Rob Spiewak.
Professor Backwards.
Throw his... What do you call that hat? What do you call the hat that somebody who gets a diploma wears?
That's a mortar Downey Jr.
What do you call it, really?
A mortar board.
Mortar board.
A mortar board. Well, throw it in the air. Toss it, son. You might just make
it after all. Congratulations.
I said toss it.
Mm-hmm.
But that smell is gone.
Really?
That smell was here. Did somebody have a magazine?
Like,
you know,
like
you know,
maybe
what,
with something in it.
You know, the other
smell
day,
smell my jacket, please.
The other day,
sample strips.
Yes, the other day I was reading a magazine, and my wife came in from outside. What? Yes, Rob. Oh, hold on. What?
As I suspected, it's Mike's jacket. Because we all know Mike freshens up right before he comes in.
Yes, I do.
So
I
spritz. Let me smell the jacket.
All right. Don't do anything to it. Don't you do anything to it? Okay. No, don't be doing that to my jacket. Give it to me.
Oh, God. All right. Is it the jacket, though?
No.
It's not?
No.
All right, give it to me, though.
Although I left a little surprise in there for you.
Stop it. Oh, man.
Can't wait to peel that off.
No, so I am reading a magazine the other day, and it's all got right, one of those ads for Chanel or something.
Okay.
And my wife comes in, and she says, where is she? And I say, where is who? And she says, where is the woman? I say, what are you talking about? She says, this room smells like another woman has been here.
It's the magazine.
It was, in fact, the magazine.
It's the magazine, but it wasn't one of those cologne ads. It was one of those magazines with the scratch and sniff in it.
It was Glamour magazine. Well, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye, Buzz Burbank.
Goodbye, Don.
Goodbye, Mike.
Good night, Don.
And goodbye, Rob and Tommy Joe. Me want be on you show. We will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Megan Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Delightful. Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
You are the best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still, a good time was had by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long and have a good night.
Adventures in Dickland.
Barney boy. There go two of the good ones.
You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
Hancock.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Price, service, and selection. Country style.
Radio Gods.
I think I'm kids for the British show in town.
John and Mike.
Right on!
So here he is with his big jukebox.
Yeah.
The number one man of all the jocks. Yeah.